One moment.
Oh, kitten, forgive me. I wasn't expecting you. You know how uncommon it is for me to receive mortal guests so late. You haven't gotten yourself into another brawl, have you? Yeah, let me see. No split lip. No bruised knuckles. No scratches. How perfectly delightful. Though I must say, there is something rather enticing about seeing you all scratched up. Blood dripping from your wounds. Seeping from your mouth. Absolutely delicious. Sorry, did you say something, my pet? Oh, I figured that's why you'd come. I know, my dear. I have been rather distant. Oh, sweetheart. No, it was nothing that you did. You are perfect, my pet. A complete angel. You are not to blame for my actions. Don't you dare think otherwise. Here, won't you come in? I know I should have told you sooner. I didn't mean to hurt you, though I fear I already have. My life comes with a darkness I cannot deny. And I won't. Of this you know, and have been infinitely patient with. For that, I am grateful. Though there is still so much you don't understand. And even more that is too horrific for me to tell. If you really knew what I was, you'd... Oh, kitten. There's no blood in the cellar. There hasn't been for weeks, and though my coven should be returning with a new supply from the farmers by dawn, until then, you're not safe around me. I love you more than life itself, and I could not bear to see you be harmed by my hand. I will not allow it. So please, please wait one night more, and I will be sated, and it will be safe to hold you in my arms once again. Oh, darling, it's not just the blood. You've seen my fangs, my claws. God, my body itself could dismember you limb from limb. I can be such a savage beast when I'm hungry. And I don't want you to see me like that. I don't want to lose control of myself in such a way that I might hurt you. Besides, your blood is divine. Even among that of other humans, it is exquisite. Be it because of my desire for you or my love, I do not know. But you must leave. Oh, I don't need as much as you may think. A pint or two at the most, but that is more than I'm willing to take from you. The night we first met, I merely licked your cuts. And even then it drove me mad. The taste, the smell. I will not. Oh, sweetheart. You are relentless, aren't you? What did I do to deserve a woman like you? All right. I suppose I could take a taste. But at the first sign of discomfort, you must tell me to stop. Whether you have to yell or scream or try to tear me away, you have to. Do you understand, my darling? Hopefully it won't come to that. I do pride myself on keeping such a firm hold on my more primal urges. Such an angel you are. My angel. I know. It's been some time since I've last seen you. Yeah. Straddle my lap, darling. Let me get a good look at you. God, I've missed you. I have craved your touch every night since I last held you. And your warmth, and your love, and your lust. It's been so long. And to have a woman such as you offer herself so willingly. You do spoil me. Though perhaps the chase is not such a suitable place for such intimacy. Come here, kitten. What? I'm over 9 feet tall, darling. I've got more than enough muscle to carry you. And well, I've always wanted to try it. Most women would be terrified if I carried them off, but... you love it, don't you? Having a terrifying woman carry you in her arms. Oh, there's something about it, isn't there? Power, the possessiveness, knowing that if I wanted to, I could wreck your beautiful body. I could tear it right open and feast on all that pretty pink flesh. Oh my God, darling, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. Do forgive me, my pet. I can say quite aggressive things when I'm hungry. You don't mind? Well, in that case. Here, just let me carry you in my arms like this. Drape your legs over my left arm and let my right wrap around your shoulders. Perfect. Hang on tight. God, the way you bounce on the bed, how delightful. What? I tossed you. It's not like I threw you across the room. Not like my old vanity, anyway. Regardless, don't tell me you didn't enjoy it. I think you did. Here. You don't care too much about your t-shirt and jeans, do you? No? Good. You said you didn't mind. Well, you won't need them now. And I'll wrap you up in my robe later. With you around, I don't need to stay warm in this drafty place. Now, get settled for me, won't you? That's a good girl. Oh, God, look at you. I've never seen a more stunning sight. You put my romantic paintings to shame, love. Your skin glowing in the moonlight. The reflection of those gorgeous eyes. The way you splay yourself out for me. Like a feast to be devoured. Such a sight indeed. And with me next to you. I practically swallow you up. Our legs intertwined. My breasts right in front of your mouth. Go on, pet. I know how much you want to suck on them. How badly you want to wrap your lips around me and feel my nipples on your tongue as I moan for you. Oh, God, it's so delicious. Oh, yes. Oh, darling, yes. Just like that. Oh, God. Your mouth feels absolutely divine. Fuck. I forgot just how much you like to bite. It's one thing we have in common, isn't it? How delicious is it? To feel the taste of my skin and mark it. To feel the pulse of my blood just underneath. Just out of reach. The indentations of your body. Speaking of which... I know you've already said yes, precious, but I just need to be sure. This is what you want, right? I don't want you to feel like you have to. You are free to say no, my darling. You still want to? Thank you, my pet. You couldn't possibly know what this means to me. All right, here. Sit up in my lap. Yes. You'll have to stop sucking on my tits. Lay your head against my throat. Your arms around my neck. Fuck. You couldn't resist biting my neck, could you? Nibbling on my ear. Oh. Trailing your tongue down to my collarbone. You're distracting me, darling. Oh, look at me. Here, just let me put my finger under your chin. Yes, precious. Give me those gorgeous eyes. Now, I don't want to take too much from you, pet. Just want a taste. Do let me know if it hurts. It shouldn't be painful at all, but if it is, you let me know, all right? Good girl. Here. Let me slide my thigh in between your legs. Give you something to grind on. Yeah. Just like that, sweetheart. Moan for me. Take all the pleasure you want from me. Oh, you want my thumb on your clit? Like that, kitten? Yes. Wonderful. God. You're already coating my fingers. It's clinging to my thumb. I wonder. What? I can't get enough of you, precious. Both your blood and your dripping pussy. Aw, already whining for me. So soon? All right. I'll put my thumb back on your clit. And you just take what you want from me, all right? Grind into me, kitten. I won't break. Good girl. Just relax. I will never hurt you. I love you. Oh, Angel. You are exquisite. I could spend hours showering your body with affection. But this? Ah, this is truly worthy of worship. Fuck. God, I'm the only one who gets to have you because now that I've tasted you, I don't think I could bear to let you go. I just want you to be in my arms forever. All wrapped up in me. God. You taste so fucking good. What was that, darling? Oh, my. Yes, of course, sweetheart. One moment, dear. Let me lick up this last drop. Oh, here. Let me put some gauze on your neck and there. We're done. Yes, I make a point of not making a mess. You're my lover, after all. Not some slaughtered beast to be devoured. At least not in that way. It would be dishonest of me to say I didn't want to devour you at all. Speaking of which, I have something for you. Just a moment, precious. Let me get it from the drawer. Ah, here we are. I couldn't stop thinking about this after we met. I love using my fingers on you, and making you come from just my mouth alone is enough to make me a complete mess for you, but I thought you might like a change of pace. You like brawling with girls in the mud, and this felt, well, more attuned to your primal sensibilities. I haven't used a strap-on often, but I admit, it's mostly because none of them ever fit me. My hips are, well, generous to say the least. I had to have this one custom made. So what do you think? I'd love to watch you come all over it. Or you could fuck me silly with it. Whatever you'd like. Also, we don't have to use it at all if you'd prefer. I just thought... Well, that settles that. Of course, my pet, you can ride me. It would probably be safer. With my strength and size, you might not be able to walk for a few weeks otherwise. So come here, my pet. Straddle my waist. Oh, yes. That's it. God, I can feel your cunt dripping on my stomach. Your hands toying with my tits. I'm going to enjoy this. Let me just strap it up and... There. Do you need any lube, my pet? It is rather large for someone of your size. Not so much for me. And all right, precious. Let me just put some on my fingers and get you nice and ready for me. Oh, God, you are soaking. You hardly need any lube at all. You filthy girl. And the way you twitch around on my fingers... absolutely delicious. I can already feel your clit throb under my touch. Does it turn you on to see me like this? To see my tits bounce as you grind up and down on my hand? I could say the same about you. Watching your tits jiggle as you bounce up and down on me. Fuck. Fuck. I can already take three of my fingers. Such a needy little thing, aren't you? Always dripping all over me. I'm going to wreck you, little girl. Can you feel the length of it? I know it's quite big, but the way you grind all over it. Rubbing your clit against the head. Fuck. It's absolutely delicious to watch. Darling, you're coating it in your honey. I mean, you should be able to take it, shouldn't you? And if you can take three of my fingers at once, you should be able to take this thick, long cock, too. Go ahead, my precious pet. I want to see you take it. Oh, let me know if it's too much. Here, let me line up the tip. There. Whenever you're ready, kitten. Fuck, darling. The way it grinds against my clit. Did you do that intentionally? You wicked woman, teasing me like that. Moving your hips just right. How does it feel, my pet? Good? Not too much? Let's see if we can give you more. Oh my. You took it all the way down to the base. Fuck. You didn't even flinch when I thrusted the rest of it in. Forgive me, precious. I was a little rough, wasn't I? I just couldn't help myself. Fuck. Between your body and your moans and your blood. Ah, oh, I just want to pound you into this bed. I know I can't, but God, I want to. I wanted so badly, darling, to flip you over and grab that delicious ass of yours and just rail you until you are a dripping mess. My tits just pressed into your back, exposing that gorgeous neck, and just take a bite. Ah, oh, listen to the rhythmic smack of my hips against your ass. Oh, I could absolutely wreck your pussy, my pet. Oh, I could fuck you with my cock, rub your clit between my fingers, and gushing all over me, wouldn't you? Writhing beneath me, moaning. Oh, fuck. Oh, the way you bounce up and down on me. God, the way your tits jiggle. Oh, I need my mouth on them. May I? Can I suck on them while I fuck you? Yes, yes. Oh, such a good girl. Oh, my precious pet. Your nipples are so hard for me. And these piercing are, oh, absolutely delicious. Do you like it when I suck them into my mouth? I think you do. I think you like having a woman like me pound her thick cock into you while sucking on your tits. You like it when I fuck your tight little pussy, don't you? You want me to fuck you full? Fill every single inch of you? It's all right, kitten. I know that's what you want. You want me just to fill you up, don't you? Make you take all of my cock until you're a gushing mess? Make you drip all over the sheets? Oh, you're gonna be so bruised after this, sweetheart. I know I tried to hold back, but I couldn't, kitten. You're irresistible. Oh, you taste. God, I love it. Oh, angel, to be able to give you so much pleasure, I can barely take it. Fuck, it makes me so hungry for you. So ravenous, seeing you like this, moaning and whimpering, slamming yourself down onto me. You're close, aren't you, precious? I can feel you clench around me, pet. Oh, you're dripping all over me. It must feel so delicious. Fuck. God. Oh, you're a complete mess in those sounds. I could listen to you whimper for eternity. But what if I just slide my thumb back over your clit? Ah, there you go. Such a needy cunt you have. Your clit is throbbing at the slightest touch. So wonderfully responsive. Fuck. I wish you could see yourself, little one. Dripping all over my cock. Whimpering and moaning in my lap. Slamming yourself down onto me. Darling, you're biting my shoulder. Fucking God, your nails. I suppose I deserve it for how rough I'm pounding you. You have every right to be a little rough with me. Oh, fuck. I know you want to come. I know you want to come all over me, don't you? Well, go ahead, darling. Don't let me stop you. Make a mess all over me, you understand? I want to feel you drip onto the sheets. Fuck. There you go, baby. Fucking come for me. Come all over me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, kitten. Oh, yes. Oh. That's it. Oh, good girl. Yes, just like that. Baby, just like that. You rode me until you're done and you're absolutely spent. You all right, darling? I wasn't too rough, was I? No. Good. That's it, sweetheart. Just breathe. I got you. Here. Let me lean back against the headboard and put these furs over us. Comfortable? Completely. Good. Here. Can I just slide out, my pet? All right. Let me just lift you up a tad and... Ah, there. I'll deal with that later, but for now... Rest against me, my darling. Let me hear the beating of your heart. What beautiful music it makes. Do you need anything, my pet? Water? Some food? The servants are asleep by now, but I could run into the kitchen and grab something if you... All right, kitten. But tomorrow, I'm starting you on an iron-rich diet. This is not up for discussion, my pet. You've lost 2 pints of blood, and I don't want you to become anemic. Besides, that'll give me a good excuse to cook for you when you come around. I've got plenty of venison from my hunts. I could cook you some excellent steaks. Yes, I suppose I am asking you to dinner. A date? I suppose so. Well, I need some way to make sure you're getting your daily amount of iron. I'll have a list drawn up for you in the morning of what you eat. You should be able to find everything in town at the market, but well, just in case you can't. Come back to me tomorrow night, darling, and I'll cook. Pour us both a nice glass of wine, and you can tell me all about your day. How does that sound, pet? Good. Wonderful. Now, rest, my darling. I'll be here till the sun rises. Good night.